We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the second section, the 21st chapter. And in this chapter, we will discuss the importance of the mitzvah of helping a person before they completely collapse. Meaning, there's a special mitzvah in the Torah when a person starts faltering to assist them before they collapse. Hitherto we spoke about kindness in a general way. Kindness which you do for your fellow man, be him wealthy or poor. Now we will explain another type of kindness that's very common in these matters. That's a person who's hit hard times. And this loan is what could get him, could help him bridge these difficult times. That he shouldn't fall and come to being needy, to need other people's help. So this is a greater than ordinary kindness. Because in doing this, one is also in fulfillment of Ma Sheamar HaKatuv, that which the verse says, when your brother is falling and he extends his hand with you, strengthen him, be it a convert, be it someone who's living by us, let him live with you. What does it mean, live with you? That could be understood based on what our sages derived. Our sages said, the verse says, the wealthy and poor meet, Hashem causes all of that. When the poor man comes to a person and says, support me, if he supports him, mutav, good. And if not, then the pasuk says, Hashem is the one that made it all. Hashem says, why do you think you could turn your back on someone in need? Because you think you made yourself wealthy. Hashem says, I made you wealthy. Oseh ulam Hashem. The one who made it all this way is Hashem. And so Hashem says, well, I can make the person who is wealthy poor and the person who is poor wealthy. Nimtzak shema etzlecha ish kazeh. So when a person like this comes to us, titzayel benafshecha kilu mata yadcha gamken. So what our sages taught is that a person should imagine as though he too were in need. Because if one doesn't help him, so then the Gemara warns us, Hashem says, if you turn your back on him, Hashem says, okay, I could let you get a taste of what he's having. But if one helps him, strengthens him, that he doesn't collapse, so then they both live, they're both maintain their position. That's why the Torah says, let them live with you. You should realize when you're helping them, you're helping yourself as well. And then sometimes Hashem helps a person, and through your loan, he makes a profit, he and his family live. Then with the person's loan, Hashem considers it as though he gave him life and the whole family. As we wrote earlier, in the name of the Medrash Tanchuma. So what do we see today? That there's a special mitzvah within the mitzvah of kindness to give a person a loan so that he doesn't collapse. And the Chafetz Chaim connected it to the Gemara in Tumura, where Hashem says, I keep an eye, and if a person turns his back on the poor, then Hashem says, I made this one wealthy and that one poor. I could switch the roles. So when one is helping the poor, one is in effect helping oneself as well.